Hey, before we begin the episode, I just wanted to announce that 5GMs will be donating 100% of our merch profits to a local charity that supports immigrants starting today. Each month, we'll announce on our socials which charity we'll be donating to. If you've been eyeing a new hat for the summer or a new hoodie to keep you warm, now your purchase will go to a good cause. You can visit the number 5GMsinatrenchcoat.bigcartel.com today to make your purchase. Thank you. 5GMs is happy to present that we are now official ambassadors of Crescent Moon Alchemy Co. If you're unfamiliar, Crescent Moon Alchemy Co. is an eco-conscious TTRPGs accessory business that creates unique and trendsetting products. They're passionate about creating a greener future, and they've partnered with Ecology and proudly donate a portion of their revenue every month to help support initiatives that focus on renewable energy, carbon offset projects, and sustainable practices. What does us being official ambassadors mean for you guys? Well, you can use our new discount code, the number 5GMs, to receive 15% off your first order. I'll repeat that again. That is 5GMS for 15% off your first order. You can use that discount code to order the Ultimate Game Night Backpack, Dice Potions, Dice Goblin Mystery Scoops, a really cool glass water bottle that also can hold your dice or any sort of trinkets on the bottom. They have also apparel. They have t-shirts, sweatshirts, you name it. And they have mugs, cups, stickers, anything under the sun. Your game nights are about to get a little bit more magical. And thank you to Crescent Moon Alchemy Co. for having us as ambassadors. This season of 5GMs in a Trench Coat deals with heavy political themes, sudden death, grief, loss of the sense of self, abuse of power, extortion, and the paranormal. Viewer discretion is advised.
Listen in as five friends take turns weaving stories through their tabletop game of their choice. This is 5GMs in a Trench Coat.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Beyond the Barrier. I'm Kim, your GM for the season. We're starting over here.
Hello, I'm on the right.
Whoa!
She didn't even
make the L's.
Off the cusps.
Evolving.
Yeah. I'm Tanlin playing Kyle Brown. Go on.
And I'm Jesse, and I'm playing Richard Gravis.
Tanner Sable Klein. Tanlin, you're on Kim's left.
Don't do this to me.
Adam, Desideria. We're making moves, maybe, question mark.
Making some moves. Will you make some money also? I don't know. Anyways, where we last left off, the lovely crew, the coin flip, showed up to the Brunettis and got a little bit of a talking to, but they talked back a little. And you guys are trying to set some plans in motion with some of the minor mobs in town to maybe unionize, the kids unionize, and maybe take down or join the Big Four. So that's where we are right now. You guys just finished up a meeting with the Sertorios and the Venturos. The Camillos did not show up. And they seem to be maybe on the fence. And Kyle maybe has a date.
Crazy.
At the bathhouses.
But yeah, so that's where we are now. We're at the next day. We closed out on story time from Sable. And it is the next morning. So what are you all up to?
Wake up at 5:30. I'm already dressed, and yep. I am cleaning some more.
Yep. This house is so spotless, you guys. I don't think you've ever had your house as spotless as it is in this current moment. You don't know how he does it. Like,
this is nice.
You guys are welcome.
Do you want to move into the spare bedroom?
I guess where have I been sleeping? Probably on the couch? But like, it's in public and next to graves. I'd literally rather sleep in the dirt. And you know how I feel about that. For the time being, yes, I'll be moving back to my... sorry. And then he coughs for a minute.
I think she just looks at you while you cough. Like,
I'm going to be moving back to my apartment soon. Once this is over, perhaps. But
are
I appreciate
you okay?
It. He takes a breath. I'm fine. And then he goes and continues to clean away from you.
Okay.
You two stay here. Don't let him do anything stupid. Don't let him do anything stupid.
I have a date.
Well, you can't leave him alone, so take him with you. And if he gets seen, kill him.
Damn it!
All right, let's go.
Yeah, I'll grab my stuff, like my items, and head out.
Let's start with Bear and Graves, because I think it's funny.
Where are we going?
So
shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up.
I think in the morning, right as Dee and Taper leave, there's a little note at your door, and it's got Kyle on it telling you where to meet and when. Mm-mm. Going to the bathhouse. Around. Boys. Yeah.
We're gonna horse play.
Yeah, just a little bit. You're 9 a.m. Yeah. Meet up. Just hang out.
Yeah.
Hang out with the boys. You gotta take him along. So what do you do before you go?
I think I go into Dee's room because I know she dabbles in disguises sometimes. And she's just like, I know she has some fucking shit in here.
You put him in a wig.
Yes, actually. One of your worst wigs, though.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, I don't want to put something nice on him. Yeah. Fuck ass Bob. We shave you baby-faced. It should be okay. Maybe some sunglasses.
Okay.
How do you feel about wearing a skirt? Never mind. You don't have the legs for it. Let's go.
Yeah. I have the legs for it. I started looking for a skirt.
No, get out of her stuff.
Yeah, so you disguise Graves in a fuck ass Bob and some sunglasses. Mm-hmm. And you shave him. Make sure he's baby face, and yeah, listen, you got it. You guys head out.
It's time to horse around with the boys.
All right. So yeah, you guys head out. You hail a cab. You head over to the bathhouse, and yeah, you see Scar there again.
Baby.
There
Are
he
you guys
is.
Dating?
No, we're bros, dude.
I forced my way into the hug. Like,
whoa.
Yeah.
Had
to bring, you know. You gotta dress him up a little
all
bit.
All right,
it's okay.
Yeah, it's all right. You're one of the boys today.
All right,
just kind of smacks you up in the head a little bit, affectionately.
I have to adjust the wig.
Yeah, just a little bit.
It's time.
Yeah,
let's
time.
Go.
So yeah, you head in. It's Scar and Mammoth, and you
My
guys.
Boys.
Yeah, you guys head in and you kick it.
Yeah, kick it.
Yeah,
I think because I need to release some stress. I think we start like a bath war.
Absolutely.
Type shit.
Oh yeah. No. When you turn around, you like feel like just yeah.
Someone with a towel.
Yeah. Someone with a towel.
So the horseplay begins.
And so the horseplay begins.
Well, how does relieving stress work?
You roll 2d6, and that's how many stress you clear. If you go over the amount of stress you have, you overindulge.
And we don't add anything to it, right?
No.
It's just these. That's 8. I'm pretty sure I overindulged.
You do overindulge. You get in it. I think you're there a little longer than you intended to be. I think you're like, this is gonna be like a tight 2 hours.
Yeah.
You're there for 4.
I got shit to do.
Yeah.
We're busy. Yeah.
I think. Graves, how do you feel about all this?
Oh, he was excited, and then they started ganging up on him. He's like, no, stop.
Whipping you with the fucking towel. Dance, buddy boy.
Yeah. Wow.
But yeah, you're able to relieve your stress.
It's been a rough few days.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, I'm happy to be with you guys again.
Yeah,
we've my dogs.
Like I said, we've missed you over there.
No, yeah. Once this whole thing clears.
Yeah,
over,
this fuck ass curfew.
Yeah,
it's really messing up the business.
Dude, it's really killing the vibe.
It's really killing the vibe.
Yeah, it's a real bummer. I hate it too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Probably more than you guys.
Sure.
I can't go ghost hunting.
Whip you with the towel.
Yeah. Ghost hunting. You do ghosts?
Yeah, they all escaped recently.
Pardon?
Yeah, all the demons and ghosts I've captured, they recently escaped.
Bear, what's he talking about?
He's stupid. He's just stupid.
Did he actually have demons?
I think so. I know there were cats involved.
Cats?
Hey, we don't need to talk about the cats.
No, let's talk about the cats.
What do you mean cats?
So he lied to us. So starting out, he said...
I didn't lie. I just kind of stretched the truth a bit.
Do you omit details?
You know, it's just... I save cats.
Well, why don't you tell them the whole story?
You know, I save a bunch of cats.
I wind up a towel.
Oh, okay. I take jobs to find cats, and I don't find most of them.
How? What are the odds?
Like, I have a 20% success rate.
20?
He told us better than a coin flip beforehand.
And that's more than 20.
That's more than 20.
Yeah,
we named our entire, like, syndicate after it, you know?
After a lie?
Right? It's fucked up. Actually, hit a lap. 10 push-ups.
Oh.
Make it 20.
20. Oh. Drop him.
Yeah.
He gets, like, 4 in, and he's like, oh, please, get
you with the towel. I think that's why we're there for so long.
Yeah. You guys get lost. Yeah. They quickly find out it's really fun to fuck with Graves.
So what are you guys doing later?
Later? Well, we got the curfew.
Oh, shit.
We gotta go back.
I've been having this really cool, like, sleepover hangout time with our boy Princess. It's been great.
I love that. Yeah. You know, tighten it. You know, keeping it tight.
Yeah, keeping it tight.
Keeping it tight.
Always tight.
Sable coughs, like, just randomly, you know what I mean? Like, has a coughing fit for some reason.
Yeah, we gotta get our sleepovers back and up and running again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyways,
yeah. Once it's all said and done, you already know.
Oh, yeah.
You already know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and so that's your guys' like 4 hours at the bathhouse. And so we will cut over to Dee and Sable. So we'll rewind back a little bit, right to when you guys walk out the door.
You think they're going to do something stupid today?
They always do.
Yeah.
Little do they know.
Okay. Out.
I cracked my knuckles. What are we doing?
We're going to Miss Brunetti again. I trust you not to say anything stupid once I tell you my plan.
It would put me into an unfavorable situation to get on your bad side right now, so you can trust me not to say anything.
I am going to urge Miss Brunetti to feign death. She feels as though there's a lot of heat and pressure on her end. And, anyone can be a mouthpiece. And so...
Have you communicated this plan to her yet?
I have.
Did she seem to approve?
She didn't seem fully unreceptive.
I see.
But she asked us to get more people, and we got more people. And I would like to operate with no name at the time. Brunettis are cool... Camillos are cool. Suratories are cool. Everyone, very cool names. But I think first we build the staircase with whoever we're going to throw under the bus, and then we can pick a name.
Do you have anybody in mind?
Whoever's the easiest mark, right?
Like Graves? Richard? Dick?
I don't think we can use one person to do it. If we could, I would in a heartbeat.
I sigh, you know, kind of wishful thinking on my part, you know? All right, that sounds like an intriguing plan. I'll do my best to support you in whatever way you need.
I'm very appreciative.
And we keep walking?
Yeah, so you guys walk and you have that conversation on your way to the
Brunettis. Make sure we're not tailed.
All right.
Survey?
Yeah.
Oh.
I would like to do the same.
Okay, nice. Yeah.
I rolled a disadvantage, I got a 4.
Nice.
Not bad.
I got a 6.
Oh, beautiful, thank you.
Yeah, you don't seem to be getting tailed right now. You don't see anybody, you don't see any signs or any, like, mysterious figures.
So we're going to slip into that.
So you guys walk up to the Brunettis, and once again, you guys spot that there's someone up in the window looking. You wave D. And you get brought in, again, very similar fashion of, all right, come on in.
Good morning.
Hello.
You ready?
Did you get more info?
Yes.
What's going on?
So we're operating with the current silence of the four big houses.
Yeah.
Four big families. And, well, I've got Suratories and the Venturas. Someone online.
Okay.
Again, I don't see the point of us being out to play when we can organize and do something a little more. You feel like there's heat on you and your house.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'll say it to you again. There's a pretty easy way to get that heat gone.
Yep.
I think that if we organize appropriately, maybe we even have a moment of absolutely no crime, no organized crime whatsoever. Because I think that right now we're being used as the distracting hand for whatever the four of them are doing. Because look at what all the houses are doing now that there's silence from the big houses. It's running amok,
they're
right?
Running rampant.
Yeah. That's a distraction for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that we should reframe it and have forced them into making a move. And when they make a mistake, maybe we take one of them out.
It's an interesting plan for sure.
Mm-hmm. And in case I'm mincing words, I'm implying an all-out waged war on one of the houses.
Yeah.
One of the families.
I got that. I have questions and concerns.
Of course.
Who?
Well, you know it a little better than I do. Who do you think?
I think for it to be the most effective, you have to take out the Novellis. But they're also the hardest.
I think it makes the biggest statement, doesn't it?
It does, but, well, they also have three other families under their thumbs.
Mm-hmm.
And families who are no jokes, given what's been going on recently.
All I need is for you to agree and help me get everyone else on board, and then we can make a full plan. But until I know all of the moving pieces, I don't want to make a plan.
I agree. Give me a roll. How are you talking to her right now?
Sway?
All right.
I'll go ahead and stress myself. Statistical anomaly,
honestly. Yeah.
Well, I do have a question.
Yes.
Because my ability, my foresight allows me to assist without, assist a teammate. Can I count myself?
I'll let you count yourself in this moment. Okay, since
so I get
there's
to,
only
assist, I get to roll again, right?
Yeah.
All right. A five this time. So the way, because I have to tell us how we prepared for this.
Yeah, how did you...
What piece of information could I drop in front of her that I would have collected up to this point? Like, I've been having him comb through, you know, paper and stuff that would give me the upper hand in this conversation.
There is some things you haven't told her that you already know.
What haven't I told her?
You have a ball. A very powerful ball at that.
Fuck. There is one thing that perhaps I can bring to the table, because obviously the two of us, my cousin and Dick, aren't a family. We're hardly even a squad.
Correct.
But what if I say we could maybe bring some spirit
in the literal or the moral sense?
Maybe not all jobs go the way they're anticipated to go. Right. I wait a beat. I'm just picking up what I'm laying down.
Go on.
And so, well, you bring your men. We'll bring some additional support.
All right.
I do have one final question.
Yes.
I'm gonna ask if she's heard of or knows anybody by the brother's name. I apologize.
Noah.
Yeah. Noah, what's his last name?
Oh, Romano.
Yeah.
That's an old tale.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know of too many people that are still around that know.
Well, do you know the tale?
I've heard that a job went wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I know, and his name was connected to that.
Thanks. Well, we'll be going. send word if you want to have a meeting and see if we can get everyone there.
We'll do. All right, so you guys leave. I assume Zabel lets you out first and then goes out the same way that last time.
Don't let us get shot in the back of the head.
I look behind me. Is there a gun aimed at me?
There's not a gun aimed at you.
Yes!
So right now, odds through the roof.
Good.
Dude, we're winning.
Yeah,
we are. I'd say we're up.
Yeah. So you guys are able to leave, exit safely like you did last time. And you guys head home and Kyle and Graves aren't there.
Oh no.
Because you guys were a little quicker than they were.
Do you think we should look for them? Or do you think they're dead?
He's your cousin. Do you think they're dead?
No. But they might be. By the end of the night.
What time is it, Kim?
When I say 4 hours, so it's like around
we
two-ish.
Wait an hour before curfew.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, they make it home. They make it home before curfew, I think.
Covered in towel whips,
wet and pruny.
What were you doing?
I told you, we were going to the bathhouse with the boys. We were hanging out.
I'm reading.
I see.
They were mean to me. They ganged up on me.
I'm going
to
go
work. Why would they do that?
I'm going to study again.
I don't know, because they're bullies.
Okay, we're good.
Dude, we got them so good with the towel whip, dude. You should have been there, Sable. Would have been cool.
Yes, you would have loved it, Sable.
I don't enjoy placing myself in water that's public, open to the public.
Why?
Because that's how you get sick.
They clean it.
Not as well as you would hope, trust me.
But it's Roman bathhouse. Romans know what they're doing.
And you guys have that silly little convo. You have your night.
I come to you with a book.
I step out a little before curfew, Keen.
Okay, how much a little before?
I'm going to slip away when nobody's looking, maybe like 15 minutes before curfew.
Okay, yeah. What are you doing?
Are you just walking around with the book?
Yeah, like, I think I check your user's profile. I'm like, oh, maybe you found a room. So I'm checking every single room in our giant bathroom. Like, hello, opening it. Fuck. The next one.
I'm going to go to the orphanage.
Okay.
I'm going to try to sneak over to the orphanage, and I just want to check how it's doing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, lockdown, you know?
Yeah. You are sneaking.
Mm-hmm. Do I need to roll?
Okay. Yeah.
Kim, but what if I didn't? I got a 2.
Damn, buddy. All right. Yeah, you think you're fine.
All right, cool.
You head over to the orphanage. It is very much looks like it's on lockdown mode. It looks like there's like a giant, because there's like locks and stuff. There's like a gate and whatever. Looks like there's like an extra lock that's been put on it. It doesn't look like there's anybody in there right now. So you can only assume that they're just like, everything's shuttered. Like everything's just.
So does it look closed permanently or like, not, like there are people inside?
Like there's people inside, okay. But it is very much just like, we have to make sure everything is safe. So that's what you're picking up.
I think my coughing fits are getting a little worse. Like today, like they're pretty rough. Yeah. So I keep coughing like as I'm trying to sneak around, which isn't good. I'm going to try and like look in. Like I want to try and see if I can find a way to like look inside.
Okay. Yeah. You would know because you come over here so often. There's like a window that you can peek through.
Okay, I'm gonna try to get to the window. I'm not gonna like break any. I'm not gonna like commit property damage, you know.
But yeah, you're looking inside to see what's going on.
Yeah.
And it seems like things are running just usual. It seems like they're just movements are from the adults, and they're just like a little bit quicker and have like a slight sense of like urgency and stuff behind it, just because of everything that's been going on. But trying also not to like let the kiddos know, you know? And I think that's what you see on the inside.
Okay, then things look fine. I'm gonna head back.
Yeah. And there don't seem to be too many volunteers as well.
That's not surprising, but I'm not in a place to help right now anyway. Yeah, I'm gonna head back. I'm gonna check the time. How past curfew am I?
You're like 10 minutes.
All right, that's fine. I'm gonna try and sneak back.
What do you guys do?
Well, I was checking the whole house, and then I checked the time, like, curfew, and I go to D, knock on the door.
Yes?
Sorry, Sable's not home.
That's a Sable problem now. He'll be fine.
Okay.
Go to sleep. It's only like 5. Go to sleep.
Okay.
I overheard you have a mystery.
Door closed. Door closed. Quickly, just nope.
Can you read?
Yes.
He just hands you a book. Oh. It has, like, you know, those romance novels that have, like, a ripped man on the front? It's like, I think this one looked cool because he's ripped.
It looks really interesting.
He's ripped, and I'm also jacked, ripped, yeah. So I think it's about fighting.
But what about the woman?
Well, because he's fighting, obviously, to get the girl. That's how anything works. Read it. He just shoves it.
Okay.
Nice.
Yes, you guys have story time. Sable?
I'm just sneaking back, Keem.
Yeah.
I'm gonna check to see if I'm being followed. You know?
Okay.
Get out of town, dude. Can I say I relieve some stress by doing crazy? Can I say I relieve some stress because I went to the orphanage? You know?
No.
Whatever. I got it too, Kim.
You seem fine. You don't seem like you're being drilled. Okay. You're like, I've got this. I'm so sneaky.
I'm gonna go to my apartment.
Okay. Sounds good. You go to your apartment.
Does it look like it's been touched?
Does not look like it's been touched.
Okay, I'm gonna close the door, lock it, you know, bolt it, all that jazz. Yeah. I'm gonna go to my taper phone and call everybody else.
Okay. You guys hear a ring on your phone.
D.
Just come out. Hello.
I left something. I was checking on some friends. They're fine. I'm at my apartment now. It's closer. I'll be back tomorrow. And then I hang up.
Don't die.
as you hear like the tone like going, all right.
And then I'm going to kick it, Kim. It's been a while since I've been home.
Yeah.
So I'm going to relax.
You rest in your own bed and it's nice because you don't have to read to somebody.
Yeah. And it's not a couch.
Yeah, and it's not a couch. You actually get to sleep in a bed. So yeah, you guys have a night.
Hey, you! You don't look familiar. First time in this part of the city? I see that sneer on your face. Better wipe it off before I do it for you. This is home. This is the best place you could ever want to be. Whether or not this is where you meant to end up, you found yourself on a rather fortuitous street. You see that corner building down there? 3 floors up. Lamplight Investigative Services. Friends of mine, you ask. Loaded words you're throwing around this evening. Good people is what they are, though. Not a single one of them will admit to being nice. Something about duty, yada yada. A bunch of BS, if I do say so myself. Who am I? No need to worry your pretty little head about that. I'm sure my name will come up in time. But go. See for yourself. 3 floors up. Gold-gilded sign. As for Mama, don't tell him I sent you. She'll know what to do.
All doors are just windows that we can't see through. You ever think about that?
We provide our patrons with anonymity.
Hello, this is Mama Amoretta speaking.
Lamplight Investigations, a Thirsty Sword Lesbian's noir mystery. Full season available now on QueerPG.
Are you starting a new home campaign? Or maybe your current campaign is looking for some miniatures? Well, don't worry, because Hero Forge has you covered. Hero Forge offers fully customizable tabletop miniatures with dozens of fantasy species and thousands of parts to choose from, all within your browser. They also offer custom minis in a variety of materials, including bronze, color standees, and color plastic options. Hero Forge also offers downloadable model files for you to 3D print your unique designs at home. HeroForge is constantly expanding its catalog of customization options, adding new parts every week and major features like new species and custom posing on a regular basis. And did you know that they offer 3D custom printed dice and custom acrylic keychains? So if you love your OC or you're looking for a really cool gift, you should check that out. What are you waiting for? Visit HeroForge.com to start designing your custom miniature and dice today, and check back often. New content is added every week.
Regret. Hola, amigues. My name is Susan Quintana, and I am the host, game master, major editor of Novel Games, a podcast where I gather some of my friends and we tell stories using only indie tabletop role-playing games. Our episodes are bi-monthly, and you can find them anywhere you listen to podcasts. Our current game and story series is Apocalypse Keys, created by the wonderful Ray Najati. In this game, my cast acts as Omen-class monsters who are fighting against the darkness inside of them to save the world from all of the apocalypses that threaten it. Come listen to Jacob, Amber, Ashlyn, and Ambrose as they have moments of community, moments of danger, and moments of fighting against the darkness that lives inside of all of us. You can find more information about Novel Games at novelgamespodcast.com, as well as patreon.com/novelgames, and social media sites such as Facebook and Instagram.
Five GMs is back with another two-shot, and this time we're playing Star Trek Adventures 2nd Edition by Modiphius. Starring...
Hello! My name's Anna Margaret.
Well, howdy there. I'm Adam Teal, otherwise known as Mr. Addup Online. That's M-R-A-D-D-U-P.
Hi, everybody. My name's Katrina. I am O Katrina anywhere on the internet.
Hi, I am Brian, a.k.a. Urban Bohemian pretty much everywhere on the internet.
With Adam Gonzalez as your game master.
And it is a simple, repetitive series of clicks. No words are being spoken. Almost like distant bangs of metal, like someone kind of tapping on metal across the room with a mic on.
Join us for this two-shot starting July 18th at 6 a.m. Pacific time, wherever you get your podcasts. And during the two-shot, you'll find out how you can enter to win your own copy of Star Trek Adventures 2nd Edition by Modiphius. Live long and prosper. We hope you'll join us.
So yeah, that's your guys' night. First one without Sable in a bit. And the next day comes about.
As soon as curfew's up in the morning, I'm gonna head over.
Okay. You head over and there is a note at the door.
On theirs?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna, like, I have gloved hands still. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna grab it and, like, read it.
It just says, meet me at the warehouse. Signed, Bella.
Okay. I'll, you know, take the note. And then I'll probably knock on the door.
Yes.
Apologies for my absence. You had a note on your door, and then I hand you the note.
You don't have to apologize. You don't live here. I take the note. Dummies, get ready. We're going.
Yeah.
Richard, make everybody bagels.
Okay. I mean, I'm already ready. I just sleep in my regular clothes.
You're fucking... That's when we get back, I'm dumping water on you. You look unshowered. Don't make the bagels. Kyle, make the bagels.
Okay.
Wash your hands first.
I did.
Wash your hands again.
I'm gonna.
Thank you. So we get bagels and we go.
Yeah. So you guys get bagels. You have a little breakfast on the go. Yeah. And yeah, you guys show up.
I wave up again as we get there.
As soon as you guys get there, the door is already open.
I'm washing our backs.
Yeah. Please and thank you.
And yeah, you guys head inside. And it's still dark. You hear Bella. All right. Let's talk.
All right, let's talk.
And you guys see...
Could I have brought the orb?
Yeah.
Okay.
You see Scar and Mammoth. You see Nightshade. And then you see two others that you haven't seen previously. Exciting. Who you can only assume is somebody that you've been trying to get to.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so it's like a long conference e-table There's a bunch of people sitting there. Mm-hmm. There's seats for you guys.
We all sit down.
Yeah. Is anybody standing, Kim? Like, at the table? Like, is there anybody around who's standing?
No? The two people that you are unfamiliar with are.
I might, like, wait next to my seat.
Okay. Yeah, I get you. And you see Bella sits down. All right. You wanted to talk? Let's talk. This is Fang and Feral from the Camillos.
Hello, Fang. Hello, Feral. Pleasure to see you.
And they just give like a quiet nod and acknowledgement.
As it is, we get crumbs. And I'd be willing to wager that we all want a little more than that. You don't get without taking. We all know that.
Hear the Venturos go, hell yeah.
And you don't take what you don't need. We all know that. And from my understanding, there's been a lot of taking what wasn't needed. And so that's why we all get crumbs. It's been a lack of movement, a lack of motion, and you've been running amok.
I don't know what else you want us to do here for the Sertorius.
And that's why we're here.
What, are we in trouble or something?
No. Better.
Hmm.
We're going to be the trouble. But calculated. As I said, we're going to be a collective problem, a swift problem, and a controlled problem. Are any of you familiar with sleight of hand?
You're like crickets for a second. And then one of the Camillas like, yeah.
Yeah, amongst a lot of thieves here, I'm assuming everyone at least has an idea of it.
Ventura's like, nah, we just smash face. I don't know, man.
Woo! Amen to that? Sorry.
When you're going to lift something off of somebody, and I think I've stood up at this point, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to kind of move but purposely bump my shoulder into you, and then I'm just going to like slip one of the things. Like, I don't know if you read what I'm doing, but I feel like you do read what I'm doing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I slip something off of him, right? You bump him first. I think we're that bump right now. Why are they so quiet? They're always doing something. They never really just let... I would like to point out that the first meeting I held with two of you here today was in one of their very own trading grounds. Where were they? Letting other people meet on their turf? Do you know why?
Not a clue.
Because we're the bump. We're the fumble, we're the drop for whatever it is they're lifting. And I don't quite care for being used. Maybe some of you don't mind as much. But I think that very soon, they are going to make their play. And when they do, they'll think we have no clue what they've been doing. But what if instead we kind of force them out a little early?
What are you proposing? That's Bella.
I propose we all sit still and sit quiet until they make a move. Whatever it is we're doing now, it's the bang hiding the little scuffles they're making. If we're silent and everyone keeps walking around and we keep with the curfew, someone's going to hear the scuffle. And when we do, they'll be forced to move. And when they move, we just come around back. And quickly, together, take a piece of the pie.
All right.
Or smash face, if you will.
Yeah.
Get an applause.
Yeah. You get applause from them. Like, yeah.
And if it all works out, I don't have to execute Richard.
Whoa. I didn't know that was on the table.
That's why you're here.
Oh.
As a sign of goodwill that you're not going to fuck everybody here over if I leave you alone.
You better not.
Again. I muttered to myself.
I wanted to get my paycheck. I'm sorry.
Does anyone here have 4 coin?
Yeah.
Please. I just put my hand out.
Bella hands you 4 coin.
I just overhand throw it at you.
Ah!
There's your paycheck.
Oh, thank you. I start picking up the coins.
Ah! Simply put, we're all going to have a lot more income shortly when this is all over. If things go according to plan.
When all is said and done.
Mm-hmm. So are we in?
And then I think you hear Fang pipe up. So you want us to just sit still and not do anything?
Yes.
For God knows how long?
Mm-hmm.
And be okay with it?
Yes.
But we make our money by making noise.
And you'll make quite a bit more. Kyle, my sweet, sweet cousin.
Sometimes you have to wait for the pie to cool down before you take a slice.
Because what happens, Kyle?
You get burned.
You get burned. Kyle, where would you be at if you always smashed face first and didn't listen to me?
Probably dead.
I don't know everything, but I know my cousin. And, well, he knows me. So I think you can sit still for a little bit.
Can I help? Because I talked.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm getting an assist from Kyle?
Yes.
Fuck. Fuck. I got a 5.
All right. But we'll only give it a few days.
That's all I need.
If we don't hear from them in about 3 days, we resume things as normal.
Give it 4.
3.
Let's hope you're right.
Let's hope I am.
Thank you all. Upon their slip up, I'll have sent you a plan. So be prepared, please.
Sounds good.
Let's go.
And I think before you guys go out, Kyle, Scar will take you aside. And then the rest of you, Nightshade comes up to you guys. I think Nightshade kind of pulls you guys aside real quick before they see you leave.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, real quick, before you go.
Yeah.
Just a quick question.
Mm-hmm.
Did you... I know we talked about it before. Do you guys ever figure out exactly what's going on? With the barrier and all that sort of stuff. It was weird questions you were asking.
I feel like when we get a little more sway, we can figure that out. But let's keep our ears open because I wouldn't be surprised if more information came out soon.
All right. It just feels important.
Quickly, tell me again what you think was happening with the barrier.
If I had to guess, they're trying to do something, often when you load something up with that much power, it breaks.
And I wonder what that would entail. Thanks. I'll let you know anything I know when I know it.
Do you have it?
I just, like, lift up, like, my jacket, and it's just lightly covering a, like, little satchel with very clearly mm-hmm. a little ball in it.
Be careful.
I intend to, because there's someone I owe something to.
All right.
Thank you.
That's all.
Kyle, let's go!
Yeah, we'll cut over to Kyle.
Yeah, I get pulled away.
Yeah, you get pulled away I think Scar kind of, like, does a little jog, like, Kyle!
Yeah.
Real quick, before you go. I just thought this might be something that you would be interested in. someone's been coming into the ring more often than usual, and it's kind of odd, and I figured might be information that you're interested in given what you guys are planning on doing.
Yeah. Who?
Butcher?
Butcher.
The Novellis. Butcher. He's been coming in, and he only comes in like once in a blue moon. It's been mumbling to himself. Muttering. I can never make out what he's saying.
Is he... I probably would have fought Butcher at some point.
Yeah.
I know he's a kick-ass. Is he usually, like, more collected, or...
He's usually very put together. He's usually, like, when he is there, it's more of a show than anything. Mm-hmm. And what Scar tells you is that it seems more as a form of relief.
Mm.
And the fact that he's been coming in so often before Griffew is a little odd.
Yeah. Weird.
Yeah, I don't... It just seemed important given everything that's going on. I'm not 100% sure why. We try not to mess with him.
Yeah, I gotta get back in the ring. Maybe I can knock a little information out.
You might be our best known fighter to do that, so.
Hey, all I know is I don't talk.
And then give you a fist bump. Yeah.
All right, I gotta go before Deep kicks my ass.
All right.
See you later, bro.
See you later.
Slap him hard on the ass. Gotta go.
Yeah, you meet back up with D.
I'd probably relay that once we get home, though.
Yeah, I'll share information.
Kyle meets up with you guys, and you guys head home?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you guys head home?
Let's make a plan. I would like to do a seance first, if that's okay with you guys.
I can set that up.
Yeah. Yeah, make yourself useful. I roll the ball out, but no one touch it.
All right, I do my seance.
Yeah, I want to talk to her.
Yeah, you guys are friendly enough with her now. You don't have to roll.
Hey. I have a quick question.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Doing all right.
We've had some slowdowns on finding your brother.
Oh.
But as of right now, the information I've gathered, it appears that some kind of job went wrong. I don't know what that entails. I'll continue finding out more information for you.
Okay.
I do have a thing coming up that hopefully will give me the ability to get more information.
Okay. What kind of thing? Is it scary?
A little. For us, not for you.
Okay.
I do have a question on your ability to help us use this orb you're in.
Okay.
Do you think that you could make it a little easier for us to wield it?
I don't know if that's something I could do.
Would you mind trying?
I could give it a shot.
I'd appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to come out, and I'm going to let her try to give it a shot.
Okay.
So what did we have to roll again for it?
It was two sways.
So I rolled a sway. I got a six.
Do a study. Oh, I don't know if that's a one or a six. That's a six.
Nice. I will also do a study.
Six.
I don't know if it worked. You could give it a shot, I guess.
And so when we touch this thing, I'm trying to remember what the roll was for...
It was a tune.
Everyone, one of us, Kyle, you stay back. If things go sideways, knock us out. All three of us, put your hands in, please.
Can't someone else do it?
All three of us are going to do it at the same time.
Oh.
I'm hedging my bets that it'll work a little better that way.
Are you sure there shouldn't be two of us just in case?
3, 2, 1!
Yay!
You didn't put your hand in, right?
I didn't, because I think Sable's like, wait, what? Like, you know?
Kyle didn't either.
So I'm trying to co-control this thing to make it a lighter load on the both of us.
Okay.
Because what I want to see is that if I can have us control it. Because that suddenly makes our group way more valuable.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to need both of you to give me an attune roll.
Oh, six.
Adam.
Okay. So I think what happens is that it doesn't immediately reject you.
Mm-hmm.
But then I think it takes like a beat and then you both get like repulsed pretty much.
I think you hear it. Did it work?
Oh, no. It's okay.
Oh,
I appreciate you.
Okay.
We'll check in a little bit.
All right.
New theory. We might need a third to offset because I think I did really poorly.
Richard, do you have anybody? Do you know anyone that you trust that's experienced in this sort of thing?
I do know a spirit trafficker.
Ugh.
And I can also make a pact with a demon that doesn't like me.
You need to stop offering that. Well, what did I say?
I'm trying to fix this.
I said I think if I'm dead or if I say the words.
That's what I was just offering.
Don't offer again. You're going to piss me off.
Do either of you know anybody who might be experienced in this sort of thing?
No.
No.
I'm going to go get the phone. Nightshade, right?
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Do you know my address?
Why?
Do you know it?
Maybe.
See you in 15.
Okay.
You wait like 15. You hear. Hello? No one followed me, if that's what you're asking. All right. And they stand there. So, are we... Is this, the thing?
We need an additional person to offset the ball, but I want two people to be separated from it. In case of things going sideways.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Who wants to go in this time?
I'll... Well, his attune's better. I don't have
so he needs. I don't have a tune either. Okay, so I'm doing a third just to buffer our roles, mm-hmm. but if one of us, like, if the third...
My skirmish is high, so I can, like, knock us out better.
Okay, yeah, that's...
We have the same skirmish.
So, yeah, you two stay out. I'll go in with him again, and then now we have an additional person.
Yeah.
I'm gonna kind of, like... wave and let her know that we're going to try it again.
Got a 5.
I got a 4 this time.
This time, it seems to take.
Okay. Now, I feel like we all need to be on the same page with what we want to do with it.
So what exactly is this thing?
Watch me. I want a ghost with interesting information here right now. And I'm going to wait and see if a ghost with interesting information comes in right now.
And I think you wait a beat, and I think you hear a noise in your house, like rustling.
I load one of my guns with electroplasmic ammunition.
What is it? Come out.
It's your rustling.
Everyone tell it to come out, the two of you.
Come out?
Come out.
You hear, like, more rustling.
Show yourself.
I pull out my gun.
The three of us have control of all the spirits here. You should be fine.
The cat's the answer to no master.
What do you mean? Is that true? I'm starting to lose my composure.
Hello?
Please reveal yourself.
Why?
What interest?
Can I take something from your house?
What do you want?
Trinket? Perhaps?
I just take off one of my earrings and like toss it.
And then you just see a hand come out of one of the rooms.
Oh.
A human hand?
Yeah, a human hand.
Oh.
I aim my gun. Like yeah. I pull out my gun and I aim it like square at that hand.
Yeah. The hand comes out.
What interesting information do you have?
Could I have something else?
I toss the other one. Pair.
A full set?
Yeah.
Sick. And then you see like a head pop out.
Oh.
Stop.
Something interesting.
What kind of interesting?
What are the four big families doing? Why are they sitting quietly?
What are they up to? They're up to something.
What is it?
Nothing good.
Right.
A lot of bodies.
Bodies.
Recently.
Recently.
Souls?
Souls?
Up in the sky.
Up in the sky.
Yeah.
Why?
Don't know that exactly.
Richard, jump in. You know more about ghosts.
They're in the sky? Well, that's where they're supposed to go.
Never mind, Richard. You're no help. No, Richard, remember what...
Oh, in the dome.
Yes.
Yeah, the souls have been going up into the dome.
The stressed pause of someone trying to be like, why is this guy still... Why haven't we executed this guy yet?
I don't know why exactly that's happening. It's kind of weird. Kind of spooky. That doesn't happen. That's why we have watchers. Because they gather bodies. They take them before the souls go up. And everything's groovy. But there's been those, and it's been kind of weird that they've been letting them slip.
Is the dome made of souls?
That's something beyond my years.
Okay.
You can go. Don't do anything rash for a bit, because you're going to be pretty integral.
Oh, you have a plan?
I'm starting to.
Exciting.
Appreciate you.
Okay.
I just open the door.
Yeah. They walk out. What are you up to now?
Okay. Couple of things, team. We need to be on the same page when we're running that.
Okay.
It's hard to be on the same page with three people involved. But we need to, because I don't think any of us can run it alone.
I felt we were on the same page.
I felt you hesitate. And then I started thinking about killing you. And then I thought about you being a ghost, and I was immediately no longer on the same page as either of you.
I wasn't thinking about killing me, so I guess we weren't on the same page.
Exactly. I'm admitting to my own flaws here, right?
Mm.
So let's take it in a stride. Beyond that, I think that we're best suited to sitting back and letting everyone else wage the war part of it. Because we have something that if they get their hands on, I think they kind of just can do whatever they want.
Do you think they'll be uncomfortable with the idea, or bothered that even though we were the ones to suggest this approach, we're not doing anything?
I think traditionally they would be bothered by that, except we're going to go kill Luca.
Well, I am a bit of a tinker. I might be able to tinker with the ball a bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Their brute's been off his rocker recently. I would have told you this a little earlier.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, like you specifically, yeah. Not okay. Everyone else.
And I bet if we can get our hands on him early, that can lead us straight to where we're going, right?
Fair. Maybe. Do you have a plan?
Starting to. So, here's where it starts. If we can make the ball a little easier to handle, we can run that operation on our own. Otherwise, we need three of us. You, me, and Nightshade. We direct every ghost, every spirit we can reach to commit absolute mayhem against the houses. We then divide and conquer. We have four groups helping us. And we use that to divide and conquer. And we take out the heads personally.
All four?
Whoever's in our way, right? But
crazy.
Advise we go for the big one because everyone listens to them. And if we can just seat ourselves there with the ball, I kind of think they have to listen to us.
Okay.
If you have... I'm not making this plan alone. I'd love input.
I need to think. Are we still at their house?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to take my gloves off. I cough. And then I'll be a moment. And then I go into the restroom and roll up my sleeves.
All right. You guys do anything else?
I take the night. Yeah. To plan.
Okay.
Can that be my,
yeah,
my obligation?
I'll let
time?
That be your obligation because it is.
Four. So I had four stress.
Yeah.
Right?
So you're good.
I'm fully cleared up.
Yeah. So you're clear of your stress.
I will start construction with my arcane implements to somehow connect with the ball better.
Do you want to do anything with that tonight?
I do need to release some stress, and my thing is superstition, so I'm gonna have them powered by the moon. So I'm gonna get all the things,
okay.
Leave them out in the moonlight.
Okay. I'll let you do that. You got to roll for...
I got 8, and I only have 2 stress.
All right. The moon
is too powerful.
The moon is so powerful. I think that your implements are pretty charged.
All right.
Whatever that means.
Have we been doing story time enough for it to relieve stress at all? My stress specifically? I only have one.
You specifically, because you've been asking for it every night, I'll let that add on to a new...
Will you do it?
Only if it's done by someone tonight, though.
I need to go relieve stress. I have 7 stress. I need to go relieve stress actively. So I can't, Tamlin. Tamlin, I can't. I'm sorry.
I'm not going to cry about it.
Keem, I'm going to go to my doctor.
Okay.
And I'm going to get some more treatment.
Are you just going out and about?
I'm going to sneak.
Try it
because I don't want to be followed.
What time are you doing?
Before curfew, if possible.
Okay. All right.
Nope. I forgot how this works. 3.
Okay. You think you're good.
Okay, and then I'm gonna get some treatment from my doctor. I will pay him as well.
Okay. Your doctor, you show up to your doctor and he's like, I know there's been curfew and everything going on, but where have you been?
I cough more. Busy. Now, if you'd please.
All right.
I roll up my sleeves.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Give me a roll.
10. I overindulge.
You do overindulge. I think for that, he does like a, not quite like an extra dose, but something with a little extra oomph because you haven't been in for so long. And I think he has you stay a little bit, like that thing that they do after you get a shot.
Yeah.
They have you stay for like 15, 30 minutes. And I think that happens and you cut it a little close to curfew. But he's still like, I think maybe 15 minutes before. He's like, all right, you should be good to go for now.
Thank you. I'll try to be back soon. Yeah. And then I put on my coat.
Don't wait so long next time.
I don't say anything and I leave. And I head back in time for story time.
Really?
You get back, Kyle's asleep on the couch with a book with only one page having been read.
I like snatch it out of your hands and then like push you, like shove you awake, and then I start reading.
Dude, you made it back. I was scared you were gonna have another night not home.
I just keep reading. I don't say anything.
I'll let you just clear that stress.
Yeah, Sable's not feeling great. He wants other people to feel well.
And on that note, that's all in today's episode.
I love ending on story time. Thank you for listening to 5 Gems in a Trench Coat.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, let me do the outro. If you like us, you like our content, you can follow us at 5Gems Official on Twitter and Blue Sky, and 5Gems in a Trench Coat on everything else. Adavan's Armory. I could do this. Adavan's Armory. Adavansbananas.
I think about that every time.
5e homebrew shit. I do art for that stuff. Gremlin frog art.
Jesse, what you been up to, man?
Yeah, you okay?
Yeah, how's your kid?
He's with Chuck now. He calls him dad.
All right.
Is Chuck cool?
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Hello! Thank you for listening to 5Gems in a Trench Coat. Be sure to follow us on social media at 5Gems in a Trench Coat on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok, and at 5Gems Official on Twitter and Blue Sky. You can also check out our website at 5GemsInATrenchCoat.com. If you like the episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment. You could also share us with your grandmas if you really like us, and if you want to support us further, you can leave a little bit of a tip on our Ko-Fi at ko-fi.com/5GemsInATrenchCoat. Thanks, and catch you in the next episode.
Hello, hello. Thank you for listening to 5Gems in a Trench Coat. Be sure to follow us on social media at 5Gems in a Trench Coat on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok, and at 5Gems Official on Blue Sky. You can also check out our website at 5GemsInATrenchCoat.com. We're also on YouTube. Just search up 5Gems in a Trench Coat to watch us play video games and other variety content. If you liked the episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment. And if you'd like to support us further, you can leave a little tip on our Ko-Fi at ko-fi.com/5GemsInATrenchCoat.
Thanks, and catch you in the next episode.